You're not taking this serious.
I'm riding deep in the vision, mate.
Don't worry about that.
No, I'm just touching my back.
Too much.
Okay. Worst part is my back right down that middle.
Wait, what?
Oh, the cushion.
Coming to the beginning of the middle of that conversation.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm not even gonna. Yeah, we meant to say about to pause, innit? You thought something crazy was said. Nah,
I thought it was something, but you know.
Crazy. Nah. It's just gym, innit?
Life.
Working on his back and shoulders.
Welcome back to Uncommon Sense Podcast, people. We're actually doing a week, back-to-back weeks for once. You know what I mean?
It's been a couple of weeks or months.
It's been a couple of months since we've had a back-to-back episode, so it's nice.
Yeah, man.
Because next week we won't have an episode. There's no episode next week.
I swear.
Because we were going to, well, if you're coming through, you're coming through. It's Ella's birthday next week.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Bonfire, the sesh games.
Yeah, I think. I'll be here in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's, well, it's 8 o'clock, like, 8 o'clock onwards, isn't it? So, yeah.
Yeah, that's better.
It's them times, black people time.
Okay, comfy. I forgot about that, to be fair. So it's good for you.
Good reminder.
That.
I was going to put she made a little fly. I was going to put it in the group chats.
Yeah, please.
Tell you some reminders. But yeah, 8 o'clock next Sunday. Cool. Show up.
Midday.
If you want, bring food. It's up to you. I'm gonna make us a few things. Sherelle's making a punch.
Makes sense. That sounds like a Sherelle thing to do.
Yeah. Sherelle's making a punch. So
she'll have a good punch.
I'll have a few. Mm-hmm. I don't really drink, but her punches are nice. So
is it?
Tastes more. Yeah, you know, you've tasted Sherelle's.
I ain't had her punch in years, bro.
Yeah, but you.
Yeah, I have.
They taste like juice, but they get you there, innit?
Yeah.
That's what the important thing is.
I wonder why. I think that's a St. Lucian thing, you know.
What, they taste like juice?
Yeah, it tastes like juice and they come lick your ass down.
not back home. They don't care about that.
Oh, no.
Maybe over here.
Yeah, over here. I think
back home's just pure strong rum in it, innit?
And then water.
Yeah, that's water.
And coconut water.
I ain't chasing stuff with water, man. It's crazy.
I like it. I do it here. You're
backyard man.
I do it here.
My man said, I like it. I didn't expect that. I did not expect it.
I thought you were going to agree with me
and be like, yeah, it's a bit mad.
I drank it last week. That's what I was drinking last week.
Yeah, I saw you doing that. I can remember that. My man's like, you were doing that.
After I finished with my...
But yeah, coconut water is a bit different, I guess. But them man just do it straight water, innit?
I do both.
They do water or coconut water.
I do both.
I've never seen coconut water yet.
Coconut's nice.
It's always water. The man there got this.
Yep.
One hand with the cup. Yeah. They got the cup hold like that. There. And they're holding the bottle like that.
Yeah,
and like,
perfect.
Bro, what is going on? It's tech, but it's nice work.
Oh, man.
All right, boss. Did you want to actually carry on with what we were chatting about last week?
I can't remember what it is, but yeah, bring it on. Let's go for it.
There's two of them that we said. The original one was, what would you do if your best friend come to you and said that they're non-binary now?
Oh, them things there. Okay, and what was the other thing?
And the other one was that you were just dove, you're about to dive into the, not conspiracy, because I don't necessarily know. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. It was that we have a lineage with dolphins.
Oh, no. I'll just say stuff for people.
I know you were.
I'll just say, I ain't no monkey. I ain't got no simian gene in me. That's what I'm saying, innit? But I'm a dolphin, nigga. Let's go.
Yeah. And I said killer whale, innit?
Yeah, that's it.
Because I was like, nah, I'm trying to be the smartest animal in the sea, bro. Them men are cold. But in general, like, because I know you know more about our lineage of where we come from than I do. You could teach me on this pod. But today, it's up to you what you want to do. We got a free, it's not really.
Anything, man.
Well, question quickly, though, while we're working out that anything, yeah?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
If your best friend comes and tells you
they are
non-binary.
The thing is with us, you know my best friends, our closest friends and that.
So we could really paint this.
So that's what I'm saying. Select one. Go on, just select one.
There's you could two go. That I could pick yeah, for your best friend.
Go on.
We could either pick Posso right. or we could pick Jaren.
Jaren ain't never going to happen.
No, that's not the question. I want to know.
Hold on,
that means, what if it did?
Hold on.
You see what he just did? He said, Jai will never get there. So what, you saying Posso would?
I didn't even clock it out of that. What are you trying to say?
No. I thought Posso is cold enough to play devil's advocate and he could easily put it on. You know it's true.
Yeah, he could do it.
Jaren would rebuke it with his whole soul. With his whole soul. Like, even if you said that in his in his vicinity. He'd be like, what is that, fam? Never. Posso would start laughing and then he'd be like, rah, and you, and he would do it for like half an hour on you. And then you'd be like, rah, and then you know he's bantering, isn't it? Because he's got that. So I thought in my head, I could easily probably break it down if it was Posso. So let me not do sort of Posso. Let me stick with Jaren, maybe.
Bro,
imagine if Jaren came to me and said that. One, wait, are we, is his whole life up until this moment had existed as well?
It's existed.
Let's say he's probably gone and done it. I can't lie, he's probably gone and done it to get out of some madness that he's got himself with some woman. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Well, no, it's an escape route.
It's like, raw, I need you to come and, like, I'm non-binary, Fabian.
No. It's not a, he's not.
No, no, no.
You ain't seen him for 6 to 8 months to a year.
And he's coming
and
back.
He pops up. He's like, yo, fam, we say,
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
I've got the wig on.
And he's like, yes, G.
But non-binary is not for wigs and shit. Like, oh, that as well. Bro, it's nothing. I don't want to move with no one. Nothing. I don't align with anything. That's what it is. I don't align with nothing.
They're like a nomad, but.
No. They're no man's land. Literally no man's land. So like you got us over here, you got the LGBTQ over there, and that gap in the middle, that plane, the non-binary people.
I don't even know if they're walking put them around over there.
Like, lost. in the dust in the desert. They're looking for someone. Like, I don't align with anybody, but is there anybody out here to be along with me?
It
feels like that to me.
They're in no man's land. They're in no man's land. They're just like, all right, cool, I'm here.
Yeah, but if Jaren came up to me and said that, one, I wouldn't believe him. Two, I would think, what the hell are you trying to get out of first? Because that means I wouldn't believe him. So it would probably hurt him even more. He'd be like, you're not believing me. I'm like, what trouble are you in, fam?
What's going on, bro? What help do you need?
What has happened? What madness have you got yourself into for you to have to use this ploy to get out of?
A whole personality
I'm going to have to get past all that first to believe him. And then when it's believe him, I'm like, bro, we're not doing this. It don't exist in my world. So if you're going to be living in the wrong side of my world, it, whatever you were prior when I knew you is what you are now, and we're going to fall out. We're going to be falling out every minute that you say in this non-binary, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Bro, stop calling me he. I'm not he.
But what are you, Shim Shism?
I'm a they, them.
Is that what they, them counts as non-binary then?
I'm a Shim, so what from? Else could that be? How could it be anything else?
I know, they, them over there.
Yeah, they, them over there in the no man's land.
I'm a they, them. That don't make no sense to me. Yeah?
They, them.
I'm assuming so.
We got to abuse it, I guess.
Or, and if it's
let's
not...
You know, we don't. Trump's come out, innit? And stopped all that bullshit.
In the States?
Yeah.
It's the next person, isn't it, at the end of the day? The same way you exist before, same way you exist now. You're still going to eat shit and breathe.
I'll call you by your name.
Literally.
Yeah, 100%.
Jaren. You're a Jaren.
That's your name.
Imagine he had to go and said that his family, though. I'm the easy one.
Yeah.
To go and say that to his family and his father. His mum. Oh, no, nah, never happening.
Yeah.
Never, ever happening. No, yeah, I just don't know how I'd be able to deal with it. I would just ignore it. I'm sorry. I'm a bad friend. Because you're meant to try and meet in the middle ground, I guess, and understand what went wrong. And I guess people are people. You got to take them for what they are. But I'm sorry that they're just...
I agree and I disagree with that one. Like, I mean...
Yeah, but you take them for what they are and then I move on with my life.
I don't have to... even within that, I'm not taking you for what you are. If you're dealing with stripperness and you're on stripperness, as your friend, I'm meant to help steer you back onto the right track.
Okay.
If you're... For instance, if any of you man start telling me you're on some nonsense as in like, yeah, all of a sudden, I'm going to start doing bootings and shootings.
Yeah. I see. It's different.
What are you lot on about? Shut up.
Yeah.
What is going on in life that's making you feel that that's the need? That's causing
problems to other people's
even,
as well, though. I would definitely be in the same boat as you because you're causing an issue to other people.
What about my distress though, my mental distress for having to call you whatever you decide to call yourself?
I would not be in your life anymore. I don't have to deal with this mental distress anymore because I would just post and vacate.
So you've gone and said that you're now non-binary. He's saying, what about the mental stress that he has to deal with?
You haven't thought about me as your friend.
So you're non-binary and you've come to me and said you're non-binary.
That's your fault for sticking around.
There's no more mental distress. I don't have to deal with it no more.
We're one of these ones. Fabian was a good guy. Yeah.
I was a good guy. Yeah. You were a good guy. Because you were the one that changed. I'm still a good guy. I'm still a good guy.
So, Ducky was a good guy once upon a time, and but now, I don't know what happened to him.
He was a good guy. Now they are something
else and doing something else in my own business.
We're going to get cancelled before we even got out of anything. It is what it is.
But flipping, okay, calm. I hear it. But okay, you're saying because if there's causing distress there, yeah, that's the situation. So that's why you're meant to then create. So what if they're doing fraud? Fraud ain't distressing to anybody.
Again, bro, you're not my boy. I have no friends that have done fraud.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm just saying. Nah,
exactly. I know Darky ain't doing that.
But my question is this though, right?
I haven't got friends like that.
They're not doing anything of which is causing distress to another individual like that. No.
It's a straight up lie.
Depending on who you're frauding.
What? Anybody who's getting frauded is getting distressed, bro. No one wants to get taken for their money for no apparent reason.
But if you're taking the money from the government, you're good.
No, that's different.
I'm not saying do that.
But somebody somewhere is still having to pay it back, unfortunately. You think you're taking money. You're never just taking money. You're not. You're always taking from us because the government just goes and takes it from us eventually to get back to what
I mean, they're doing that anyway.
I feel like I agree with you. Physical money, yeah, but I feel like when it's numbers, I'll just type that shit back in the computer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just that's when you've gone high enough up, I guess. Yeah. But most fraud men we're talking about don't have
to get. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like a man that's doing fraud, you're saying he's not taking from nobody of which is actually, like he's not doing no harm to nobody of which that you can see and all the rest in a regards, to, not even not can see, as in he's not doing no harm to any other than the government. So it's an entity.
All right.
Not even an actual
individual.
We'll
leave it on that caveat.
Let's just say that, yeah. So if you man come to me and that's what you're on, I'm going to have to now like, no, bro, that's not the right part.
Oh, you would steer man back.
I need to steer you back.
You'll be the government's friend as well.
Fuck them. See, but I have to. But in the sense of like, because that could now create issues for you in your life and all the rest of it, right? Okay. There's consequences to your actions. There's always consequences to your actions. However you behave, whatever you do, there's consequences to you. Sometimes they're positive, sometimes they're negative.
There's repercussions.
There's always consequences to your action, no matter what you do. So therefore, as a friend, it's especially if I am actually a true friend and a good friend to you, I've kind of got a responsibility to try at least help and steer you back on the right path or a path that's more righteous for yourself and so forth.
Yeah, so there's no wrong there.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm like, if this brother comes to me and tells me he's non-binary,
I think I'd laugh just saying it myself, bro.
You're creasing in your face.
What has happened to you in your life?
I'm not even getting rid of you.
Bro? What has happened?
I'm not getting rid of you. I know what's happened. And I'm going to bully you back into normality.
And that's how it fucking should be.
You
know what I'm saying? Don't ever let me go there. Like, never.
Man said, you're getting tortured. I'm sorry, I waterboard this man.
Bro! Non who? What do you mean? This is where it's positive bullying. Bullying is not always negative. Sometimes
your whole family would do that to you, though.
100%.
Every single one of them would do that to you. I couldn't even run, fam.
Yeah, 100%. We're just gonna laugh you out.
You would just have to leave the country
to be taken seriously.
Yeah, you'd have to leave.
Anytime and it's gonna continue on. That's what you're getting.
The man wouldn't give a care. They'd be like, "You're lying." Like,
yeah, whatever, man. You know, I was like, "Shut your noise."
Finish your talking.
Shut your noise, man. That's it. That's what you're hearing.
Yeah.
Continue as you continue for the past, like, however
long, isn't it?
How do you think people get there, though?
Get to what?
What are we talking about?
Non-binary. Like no man's land areas, or like the blending of identities with genders and so forth.
Either just overconsumption of like social media and whatever's being pushed. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you're influenced massively, and then your friend circle, etc. Or I guess you're isolated to a degree. Maybe you don't like what you see that's happening. Or something. But I see that there's many different routes you can probably get to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's always other things that will prevent you from getting to it. Because if you have a rationalizing mind, as opposed to just thinking, you've got a mind that reasons, it's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I have a mind that reasons more, so I would never get to there. Someone who's maybe just thinking, it could possibly get that. Someone who just does is just peaking it. Whatever they see, whatever they consume, they would just do.
Can you break down the differences? Because some people are going to hear that, yeah, and go, thinking and reasoning, same thing. What do you mean, bro? So, like, explain what the difference between thinking, reasoning, and then obviously doing. Because that's going to go over a few people's heads.
Well, thinking is a literal thing, is what you do. You think about something, don't you?
Yeah.
Ah, I think this is this. I think this is this. Reasoning is, I think this is this because these attributes apply to it this way, mm-hmm. And it could be affected this way, but also these attributes apply to it and there's negative effects from these attributes. Mm-hmm. And there's also that part as well. And these are the positive and these are the negative. Mm-hmm. So you think about it in a more rounded scope as opposed to just thinking about what it is.
Okay.
So that's the difference between thinking and reasoning. Okay. So I say my mind reasons and I'll have all the different things that will come down, like how it's going to affect, what the outcome could be, the people around me, just how I carry myself, etc. Mm-hmm. Where some of the things like, oh, that sounds good. I think I'll do that. And then I'll go with it.
Impulsive people.
Right, exactly. 100%. So that's the difference between thinking and reasoning.
To cool. Yeah. Making sense, making sense. Okay, cool. Yeah, I hear it still. Mm. So yeah, you think because of the ability to reason, that's where you would never be able to fall down that route. Whereas for other people who they don't. So what about for them people that like their reason, they think they're reasoning with themselves. They think, oh, because of their idea is like, well, because society has said, you know, this is acceptable and this is okay. And because, you know, you should, I'm a person who has free will and gets to make my own decisions. Mm-hmm. That means that I can then do this and do that and da 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 and identify as whatever I want because, so in their head, they've reasoned.
Have they really reasoned though? Because it depends how society, what they're viewing mm-hmm. as what society says. And have they looked at why society said it, the pros and the cons of it mm-hmm. properly, really and truly, mm-hmm. and then thought about other people who've applied it to their life and seen that consequence and outcome, and then tried to apply it to theirs and seen the consequences and outcomes, and just how their shift and how their mind, their dynamic shifts once they then apply those attributes to themselves and how everything then becomes obscure or becomes a bit broader to them. It really does depend on the individual themselves. So mm-hmm. I'm saying they're not actually reasoning. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? They're not actually looking at the whole full scope of things.
Yeah.
They're just like, society says this, I don't want to be with society. This seems better. So I'm going to do what I want and be cool and have stuff and da 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 da. That's the kind of straight thing it is. That's why you can show sometimes, like even sometimes, something very menial, nothing to this degree. Mm. But I can be with the missus and she'll see something on Instagram or TikTok. So, oh, why don't you get that for me? Straight, like that. I'm like, you haven't reasoned properly. You haven't thought about the process of how you're going to get that, why you're going to get that. When you get that, how you're going to feel. Is it going to satisfy the whole, if there's a feeling that you're wanting?
And you don't even know if that thing's even good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they haven't actually reasoned.
They just think, oh, that's good. Someone else has done it. So it must be all right. That's saying it's okay. So it must be all right. Mm-hmm. So they're just thinking as opposed to reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, mm-hmm. and that's why I think there's different levels to different things.
I think also, I agree. I definitely think that's partially where some of the issues is coming from. I also think that, the indoctrination, the sexual indoctrination of children. And what I mean by that is when there's studies that show if you get to a child before the age of 8 and basically sexually, not necessarily AS them, is it AS?
Mm-mm. SA, sorry. I know what you mean.
Yeah. SA, sorry. Yeah. Not necessarily SA them, but you indoctrinate their mind with sexual images, thoughts, feelings, so forth.
You bring them into a world that they're too young
for. Yeah, that they're far too young for. They're meant to be innocent too. What it then does to parts of your brain is it underdevelops certain parts of your brain and it messes up your brain and that can have lasting effects for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And there's many studies that show this. I read many of them just because I was like, raw. Because then I was looking at like things that they do in certain TV shows, certain things, and they do it in very subtle ways. And I think you've all seen it when we look at back at like some of the Looney Tunes shows, Tom and Jerry.
Lola Bunny.
Mm. And we look at like, Lola Bunny, but even like some of the stuff of like just even Tom and Jerry and the stuff that they was doing with each other and all the rest of it. Like you'd be like, as a kid, you're not thinking anything of it. It just looks like it's milk and so forth. But then you look at what areas that milk was then coming from and so forth. You're like, I was watching this as a youth. But you're not clocking all of that. And in your mind, it's just a cartoon as a child because an innocent. But as an adult now watching it back, because I put it on to watch my show, my niece and nephew. Mm. I'm like, these were the lick shows back when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, we think of TV back in the day being way better than TV of today.
Right.
So I'm thinking, and safer. That's another thing we think of.
100%.
So I'm like, let me slap some of this on for the kids to watch while with me. And I'm going to enjoy the show because it's kind of nostalgic for me.
Right.
And then also it's going to be good for them because they're watching decent TV. Something that's kind of meaningless and it doesn't really matter and it's like it is what TV's meant to be. Mm-hmm. I'm watching it, I'm like, we turn this off.
Right, like, straight away.
We're not watching this. There's no way I can let you lot watch this, knowing what I know and what that's then going to potentially do to your mind. I can't allow that while you're in my care. It's impossible.
Did it do it right. to our minds?
100%. 100%. Even down to like, if you look at the biggest Disney movies and stuff that we used to watch and all the rest of it, like they'd have words in the background in like in clouds and in leaves and right. all sorts.
And I mean, to our minds, I mean to the three of us in this room.
Yeah.
And you're talking about the
generation in general. If you've been watching TV, you have been, they've done it to you. Mm-hmm. They have indoctrinated your mind. That's why it's a television program. It is telling a vision to program. Mm. It's simple as that. So it's done that. So there's a lot of undoing that we didn't have to do. It's why within the, like our generation, you see a lot of children or people, men, people in general with corn addictions. They have corn addictions because in their mind, back in the day, they was indoctrinated from a very young age. Mm. And now that sexual mentality and mindset is stated. And that's why I believe that a lot of the people of today struggle with having intimate relationships with the opposite sex without it being sexual. They struggle with that. The idea of having like because they're so used to sexual activity and the sexual thought processes that now not being sexual doesn't make sense to them if they see an opportunity and see it as an okay thing to do. Mm. And with an opposite sex, you often see that as an open door. You can be sexual in this area, but not necessarily should be. Mm-hmm. It just because somebody is the opposite sex, they look good or maybe they're attractive, doesn't mean necessarily that you should be having sex with them and so forth, having a sexual relationship, right?
100%.
And then this is why I think that we have a lot of issues with cheating and like also just other things like people just not being able to like faithfulness and just also just basic morals and principles. Mm-hmm. Like I'm hearing more and more and more of like people sleeping with like their friends, partners or sisters and I'm like, what?
And threesomes.
How do you not get there?
And threesomes that's with it. People that you thought were just friends.
Yeah, I'm like, how did you like? I heard that just today.
Just so I was like, yeah, that sounds about the type of people that you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's what it was like when I heard that conversation though.
It doesn't make sense. And it's bad. Yeah, it's horrible. It's like, what? Because like, for me personally, as soon as like any one of my friends bring a partner around,
that's it. Straight away, sis, you already know.
I've now got sis love for you. I can't like, even if I wanted to, I couldn't. I would genuinely start feeling physically sick.
It's like that same thing that I said last week with Human Design. You get a feeling that you just like, this is meant to be your brother. This is meant to be your brethren.
Yeah.
Like, so if you can do that with their other half, what level of respect did you ever have for that person?
Yeah.
Did you ever have?
Even come.
Because in my, it starts with all that time that you were talking to me, chatting to me all these years, it didn't really mean too much because if it could just come to that, I brought a woman that fancied you, that you took fancy to, that all it took just to take all them years away, bro, I feel the level of disgust is a mad disgust. I'm not fighting over the woman, I'm fighting over the disrespect.
Yeah, 100%. You know what I mean? 100%.
People are going to say you're fighting over women and you're making women break up your relationship. It wasn't. It was what your decision was.
Yeah. 100%. Well, I don't care. The girl is that. You just done me a favor, slightly.
Exactly.
You showed me your ass. She's on crosses. Mm-hmm. Thank you. But fuck you too.
Yeah, 100%.
Because
now
what
you're
the fuck?
Untrustworthy.
Why is you the nigga that had to show me that this woman's crosses? There was many other ways you could have gone about this. Mm. How comes this? And how did you even get yourself in position where you two are actually at that point? So that means either one of you's been plotting or both of you's been plotting, but regardless, you folded. So even if you weren't plotting and she caught you lacking, you folded. And that was actually a potential of you folding. There is no potential of me folding. Mm-hmm. None whatsoever. At all. I can't comprehend how people get in that position and do them things there. It's like, but again.
And comprehend that some people get in this position and still carry on being brethren.
Yeah. And I'm dabbing up their guy and all the rest of it.
That's crazy work.
I can't do that, bro.
What?
I can't eat that. I can't even look at you the same way in the same room, bro.
Yeah, even being in your presence, like if anything was like to happen, you just feel awkward. Like
awkward. I feel like disgust, yeah, bro.
I haven't been there, wouldn't it? But I feel like,
what are we doing here?
I still...
Is it a lie?
Buddy you up and, you know, we're all brethren and I'm bless not, and bless and...
All behind your... Nah.
Half in a man's face.
Yeah, we need to move on from that.
Well, that's a lack of principles, isn't it? That's a lack of principles and lack of morals with that kind of individual. You're dealing with a person who doesn't have morals and principles.
Yeah.
Which is why...
But you feel even worse because usually, especially if it's a long-time friend and they've gone and done that and you just said that all about them, you thought they had these things. Mm-hmm. So they've obviously shown you the fact that they never had it. So then I'm a cold liar.
You should have been able to see that though before. Beforehand. You should have been like,
you're feeling worse about it. Yeah. That's what I say. It makes everything you're saying makes it even worse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you're looking at yourself.
Yeah, because now you're looking at yourself like, I've been ignoring signs and symbols.
How did I miss that?
Exactly.
Oh, I've been ignoring it.
You have to be, because there would have been little signs that this person isn't actually a good person to you through many, many different ways. And they would have been showing it. They would have been leaving breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
They would have been leaving breadcrumbs.
For you to ignore all of that?
All of that.
You're looking at yourself in the mirror and thinking, bro,
rah.
What have I really just swept under the rug just to have a bedroom?
Yeah. And then how much do I really respect myself? Yeah. Which then allows them to then disrespect me in such a major way. You really would be looking at yourself differently, innit?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you kind of need to though in that situation. You actually do need a wake up call like that then.
Time for reform and change at that point. Yeah, you know. Big, on a big scale.
On
all fronts.
But hopefully you don't go down the dark route of like, okay, cool, I just don't trust anybody then. Because a lot of people could go down that route of like, I don't trust anybody. If that person could do me so dirty, I don't trust nobody.
This is 2018, my life.
I don't want any development though, innit?
Yeah.
Huh? That's how I look at it though. If you don't want development, you're just going to be like, this has happened to me. Fuck everyone.
Yeah.
But if you look on it on more of development things, like, right, this has happened to me. Evidently, I've done something wrong. So I need to change how I am.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what they're doing as well. They're like, I need to change how I am. And the change that I'm going to make is not trusting anybody. Fuck everybody for.
But I feel like that's not change. I feel like that's putting a block.
Or red pill.
You know? That's just.
Andrew Tate.
Yeah, that's it.
I agree, but in their head, innit? That's what I'm saying. In their head, they're like, oh, that's me changing. I've gone from being the trustworthy person, the person who shows love, accepting, willing to have you lot coming on board.
And now
I'm going to fuck everybody. That's my change. That's my shift. This is how I'm going to now protect myself and stop myself from being ever done over the way I was just done over by a friend who's so close and with the rest of it. That is the change that I'm making. But I'm like, me personally, I don't think that's a healthy change. Because you're not actually giving yourself you're not really learning anything, you're just now avoiding. So what you're trying to do is avoid the situation from ever showing up again, and how you're avoiding the situation from ever showing up again.
Unfortunately, you do need other people around you who are going to be able to see it in the way that, how am I going to explain this? See how you didn't realize that person was doing fuckery to you? You need the person to be able to come and to be able to point that out to you and say, look, this is also what you need to be able to step away from as well. Mm-hmm. If you don't have that around you, then you can just end up secluded and just go into your shell, because you actually don't have someone to bounce off. And
I hear it.
I mean, as I was saying just now quickly, that was kind of my life in 2018 before I started chilling with you, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So... It was similar, like fuckeries with relationships, wrong circle, change your circle, get a better circle, change your life.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's all down to the friendship groups that you have. And if you don't, unfortunately, you haven't, bro, it's a sticky situation. And I feel sorry for a lot of people like that. And that's what this social media world that we're living in has created more of now as well. People kind of just being secluded and in their bedrooms and not really having a support circle. So when little things like this happen, they're not little to them in their life. They're huge.
They're big.
They're blown out of proportion, and then they're doing madness. And we've seen what madness is at this day and age. That's school shootings, unfortunately.
I didn't really deep it like that, because we have a good circle. Like, we're quite, I don't think about that perspective sometimes because we're
I've always lucky. Had people that we've been, luckily, I've always had people that I've been able to bounce off of.
Yeah.
And are very honest and forthcoming. So I haven't really had to deal with
that. Yeah, we have to
deal
with
that. Even sometimes when we're honest and forthcoming and we get caught out in like, sometimes a blatant lie, like someone ate my food. And they're like, right. And they're like, and you can tell they're just like, with you, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, some of that bullshit, like, fuck. Do you know what I'm saying, man? They're
from talking about some of the scraps I still have had over the years.
I've got the best scraps and stuff like
that. Just because a nigga didn't want to tell the truth. I was pissed about the food, but now I'm pissed about you lying about the food.
For no reason.
Yeah.
I was just pissed just inside there, innit? Same thing.
Not food, but
I'm just pissed about you. Just come and tell the truth, man.
Hands up.
Say my bad.
Say it. It's all right. You fucked up and I caught you in your fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so we haven't really had that kind of necessarily. We've always had individuals to go, yo,
fix up.
What are you talking about, bro? What nonsense are you on about? You actually let that get into your mind.
Mm.
You're like, oh, damn, am I thinking that stupidly?
Am I going over things too much? Am I overanalyzing?
Am I underanalyzing, underthinking, and all the rest of it? And now I'm just taking on board. And now these lot are looking at me like, you're an idiot. You can't think for themselves.
I've got to back my ideas up. You know what I'm saying? Your level goes up because like, I can't be like that around these people.
Yeah.
All kind of build
each
other up.
That's what you got with you. It's you lot, isn't it? That's what it was at the end of the day.
Interesting, isn't it? We've been quite fortunate in that regard.
Yeah.
And it's the family aspect that we have, that we really don't have the adoption to kind of think on a solo or insular level. Because we have so much people around us that we live with and that we've grown up with. It's not just friends who we've picked up. Our family are not going to allow that.
Yeah, from us, bro. You can't be that.
Oh my God. My nan would tear strips off me, bro, if I was to sit down and try and be depressed for a long period of time. I can't
do it.
And not do nothing about it. They're not going to see like you can't be depressed.
Yeah, no.
So what are we going to do about it now, innit? So how are we going to conquer this? Because at the end of the day, you know it's not going to be beneficial to you in the long run. Mm-hmm. So
last couple of months, you've been doing this, that, and the other. I've been seeing you do this, that, and the other. So when are you going to switch up what you're doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what do we need to do to switch this up? Yeah,
how can we help you?
Like, and what do you need to talk about?
And not
talking is not an answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes
that's the one thing that I'm very appreciative of that we've all had. Not talking is not an answer. You know what I mean? You will come and speak to us at some point because we know what that is literally the only way you're gonna get over most things.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, isn't it? And also I think as well, I think with social media, because go back on a point that you mentioned before, it's like with social media you can isolate yourself quite easily.
Mm.
And there's you feel this sense that you are connected, but you're not actually connected. So something that I noticed as now that I've stopped gaming and I'm off social media completely. Like the only thing I've got is Snapchat, and that's just literally for the group chats. But even that, I'm often deleting for periods of time just so I can then like just not have social media at all, like just indoctrinating my mind. And what I've noticed is like a lot of the time I was playing games. I told you about this. A lot of time, the reason I was playing games, a lot of time I was on social media is to feel a sense of connection with those who I care about the most.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the only reason I'm jumping on games, the only reason I'm jumping on social media is just to know what's going on in their lives and have a connection with them, feel connected to them. But there was this false sense of a connection because the moment now that's their story's done or that moment's done or whatever it is that I'm seeing online is over, that connection now is also done. And there's no feeling of that there present. So then I'm searching for it with the next connection and the next connection and the next connection and the next connection. And the next thing.
I hear what you're trying to say. Thing
constantly. And now that I've come on social media, instead of looking for that, like I look for like, okay, what can we do? How can we get together? How can we spend time with each other? What can we do? Like it's actually more physical things. And I'm like making a lot more effort for those things. And it's seamless. It's a lot more effortless for me to make effort for time for those things. Whereas before, a lot of my time was being taken up from this source feeling of connection, and then the moment the phone's down, I don't feel connected. Whereas now, the connection, I feel connected.
Okay.
Yeah. As soon as you put it down, like as you said, that connection is what people say FOMO. FOMO happens now. As soon as you put it down, fear of missing out. I'm missing out on something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need to be connected to something right now. Do you know what I'm saying? That's how I have it. Like people are, but yeah, people love buzz terms.
But the thing is, you know, FOMO is not even a thing for just social media, you know, bro.
Mm.
FOMO is a thing of this generation as everything has become more technological.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that you don't even have to be attached to social media to have the FOMO feeling, because I notice a lot of people of my nan's generation, especially her around friends like that, they have FOMO on a next level.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They really want to know what's going on sometimes. Mm. Like I could just be my mom, Sherelle, Ella could be having a conversation and that, and my nan's missed out on 5-10 minutes of it.
Mm.
And she wants to know everything.
Right,
and I don't think that's because of just social media. That's because of the news. We can get information from the news and the TV in front of us quickly if we want to. If we want to sit down and watch in the box. The radio is 24/7.
Mm.
It never turns off.
Mm-hmm,
you can get information like this from so constantly. Many different places constantly now. And people just want to know what's going on all the time.
Mm.
And that's where the FOMO, I think, has really got bad. Not just our social media generation. I just think the world we live in right now, everyone wants to know what's going on.
It's funny how they did that, isn't it? Slowly.
Get on it.
Yeah. Like, all right, cool. Push this. They'll get into this. And then we'll then, it's like a drug, isn't it? Gateway drug. It's like a gateway drug.
But information. I saw Denzel Washington say it. I can't remember word for word of saying, but you can be, if you don't listen to the news, you're not informed.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the news, you're
misinformed.
Right. And then if you listen to the tabloids and the Instagram side, you're ill-informed or something like that. It's something on those lines. But it's true, bruv. You need to listen. Unfortunately, you can't not listen to nothing. So you got to choose and pick and choose of the little bits and take here and leave the rest, bro. You can't just say, I'm going to completely listen to here, or here, because everyone's trying to swing you in a direction just to be on their side. So you got to figure out whose side they're trying to be on and say, I'm going to be in the middle.
this is why critical thinking is necessary, and the ability to reason.
We're back here. Reason is necessary.
Because if you can't reason, you can't now see left and right and what's right, what's good, what actually makes sense for yourself and what actually makes sense for society. Not just thinking of yourself, but also what's good for society. Like if I operate like this, or if I'm thinking like this, and does that actually play? Does that do good for those who are next to me, those who I'm going to share the space with, and all the rest of it? Because we all have a sense of responsibility for that. I think this generation don't realize that though; they're just all about themselves.
Yeah, a little bit more insular.
We are very, very insular this generation. But we also need to be to a certain extent, because we're in a difficult time. We're in a time where they don't really care for us. We're not really had an infrastructure to build. We're not having infrastructure to make long-standing wealth without putting in a ridiculous amount of grinding. Now I see it as if we don't have the 70s or the 80s where you could just go and have a normal paying job and then you would get a mortgage and be able to look after a 2-3 child family and you'll be able to live a life. Nowadays, that's kind of not in the equation anymore. So that's why people are more selfish. And more, I've got to worry about myself because this is a lot harder times. I've kind of noticed. I can't be too bad on people sometimes for doing that.
I understand why they're like that. It's a stupid way of thinking, though.
Yeah, I just said I can't be too hard on people thinking like that.
Yeah.
However, I'm not saying it's the right way.
I'm agreeing. Like, I see why. I see how people get there. Like, I've been there. Don't get twisted. Yeah. And this is why I'm saying a stupid way of thinking, because I've been that stupid person thinking like that. And I say stupid because it's lack of information that's then allowed me to think like that. I'm like, oh, me, because I've got going on this. I'm not seeing the bigger picture. Like if you just zoom out, just to your town, like or even your area, forget even your town. I'm thinking about me. You zoom out even to your house. And then you zoom out to like your street and you look at your then area, postcode and your whatever, and so on and so on and so on. You start realizing, oh, we are all dealing with the same crap. Just in a different way.
Now, some people have got it better.
Many of the times it's the same. Many times it's the same.
Some people have got it better than others. 100%. Some people have got it more pattern than others, of course.
100%.
And there's some people on the next road across your street have got it more pattern than you. But the problem is you haven't got the balls or your insecurity to go and knock on that person's door or go and ask, yo, bro, have you got it a little bit better off than me? Could you give me a little bit of knowledge? We just don't do that.
We don't do that.
No
sense of community.
Yeah, no sense of community, bro. Because I know my next 2 doors up from me, my neighbours who have just moved in from, I think they were in Watford or London, wherever it is. They sold their house for far more than what they purchased their house for, obviously. So they got more excess money to be able to do blah, 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 blah. But some people just don't understand what they're sitting on sometimes when they're living in London. You just got to come out. So this is one factor. And people don't talk to each other. So people die, they lose the house, the house gets put back into the government, and that wealth is gone. Just like that, innit? That's just a small thing that I've happened in my family, and because people haven't spoken with each other to be able to move these wealth onto your next children, and to know you've got to put our name on a house and have it for 7 years so you can be exempt from a certain taxes and just that. Bro, they don't know these things that we could talk to each other and find out. That was just one thing on my head, man.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, you just see the bigger picture of what's going on. You can then, and we can then have that, so we'll start having those conversations. We'll actually then see the need, like, to go, like, yo, what are you doing? How did you come to that? All the rest of it. Boom, boom, boom. Because there's certain communities and certain groups of people that are really looking after each other. Like, look at the Jewish community. Look what they've been able to do.
Look at the Asian community in Luton.
I was about to say that.
They got it pattern.
Yeah.
They got it pattern, fam. And I think we just have some people have a little bit too much pride to live the way that they live. Sometimes they see it as, we're not going to go nowhere for a little while. Let's get a big, massive house, do the house up with everybody's money. Everyone gets their wing, gets their bedroom, gets what they want, because we've piled our money together and then we pay that mortgage off, so nobody's having excess bills on them now. So now we can all build wealth for ourselves without having outgoings. And it's such a good way to live, unfortunately, 100%. But people don't see it that way because everybody thinks, I've got to get to 18, get to 19, 20, I've got to move out of this house, I've got to go and then struggle, land somebody else's pockets renting, and then people are going to start telling you now, the new thing is that a mortgage and buying a house isn't a good investment because a house is depreciated over time and you've got to put work into the house and blah, blah, blah. So they're literally trying to wire you in a way of thinking,
don't own, rent,
when you're lining other people's pockets, bro. That's all it is. Like, I'm just going to be plain and simple. You're paying another person's living. Yeah. It's nice that you have a house to live in, unfortunately, but they can just say at one point, I want to sell that yard, and you have to come out from that place. And you know what I mean? So.
Yeah. See, but also when you said, obviously, that pride that's stopping them from people willing to live that. And that's what I mean. They're not able to see the bigger picture. So with that, those communities of people, they're able to see a little bit of a bigger picture. So they're like, all right, if we do this, our children will be in a better position, mm-hmm. seeing a bit of a bigger picture. Whereas like for our generation, they're just seeing themselves. Yeah. They're not even thinking about their children. Mm. They're not thinking about who's coming after them and all the rest of it. So like they're able to just see a little bit of a picture, and you can see, look how much of an advantage they have just seeing a little bit more of a bigger picture. Now, if we're able to see even a bigger picture than that, and we can look community-based, everyone can eat, but we don't see that bigger picture. So not everyone eats, and we live how we live, and we struggle the way we struggle.
I'm trying to
all living the same thing.
Most but people don't reason, so they're thinking. And you know, all these things have been, you know, you've kind of been directed in that way and just promoted, as you said, when you get to 18, you're meant to leave and go and buy yourself a house and find a partner and settle down, a wife and two kids. And you know, that was the kind of thing that was pushed. But then when you look at the communities that are pushing, actually, they're not doing that shit, bro.
No.
Everyone's staying in one yard. Mm-hmm. Come, your parents move in. Do you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? In-laws move in, everyone's together, this, that, the other. Everyone's looking after the house. The men are going out to work. Let's say we're doing it that way. If we're going to Asian communities, the women will look after the yard. Men will go out, work hard.
Yeah.
Things are patterned. Send the money back home. Do you know what I'm saying?
They don't do that no more. Oh, yeah. They put big ass taxes on their things. That's why they're building their nice yards in Old Bedford Road and all them places now. Mm. They're building their forever homes. Have you seen them yards?
No, just drive
up and down Old Bedford Road over the, like,
if you look at it now, yes.
It's looking crazy, bro, because they've put so much tax on sending money back home. Okay. So they said, right, we'll just spend it here.
That's it.
So that's what I mean. Build that big yard mansion. Everybody gets what they want. En suite, bedrooms here, that, the other. You can build your wealth, and then you just buy another one of those houses, and you just keep adding it to your portfolio. And that next house doesn't have to be lived in. It could be rented. And for all those people that want to be leaving your yard at 18, 19, 20, you're paying their living now. You know what I mean? And that's how it's just been. We're in that now. That's how things are now.
This is getting out to our generation to just wake up a little bit. This is a case of us just doing it ourselves. That's it. We'll do it ourselves, and then they'll have to follow suit. We'll have to give that inside information. Because let's be real, if we go to another community, they're going to be like, oh, you know, just keep working hard.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Sorry.
Facts.
No more swearing.
Right. No, we've swearing.
I don't give a damn.
We've been cussing. We've been cussing the whole time.
I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So these things I'm going to do, but it's just for us to do as we are doing, and then just, you know, share it. Share that information. Let everyone know.
Yeah.
Let the people who are important to us know.
So, question. What do you think is the first step into getting to that? So you're like that reality that we just spoke about, like being able to then give it back to the next generation or the rest of it, getting to the point of where we're able to then teach it and so forth. What do you think is
that? What you just said there, that part. We have to start teaching it from when we have our children. It's not like, oh, you get to 15, 16, 17 years old when you can come into the working world and then we talk it to you. You're getting told that from 5, 6, 7 years old. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, you have to teach mortgage. You have to teach what life's going to throw at you and how the family have got to stick together and how we're trying to build a portfolio and get properties under our name, and the fact that you're going to tell the child, like, people have too many falling outs with their parents and they feel like, rah, I can't wait to leave. Mm-hmm. You have to get that stigma away, I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. That stigma of the child can't wait to get to 21, 22, 23 and have their freedom and just disappear and trying to be disattached from the family. You don't want that anymore, I'm trying to say.
100% agree with that.
So, I feel like you've got to have it yourself, though. So I agree perfectly with you. So they're brought up in it. As you said, you're teaching, so they're brought up in it. But you got to have it yourself already in place, and then you're like, this is how we do.
So when
this is what we've been doing.
What I mean by the question is, what is the first step to getting that in place, do you think?
Getting
to that position of, like, what we just said, everything to get in place. What was the first step to getting that all in place so that we can teach that to our children?
With my children.
So how can we get to the point where we even are able to have them conversation with our children? How can we bring them into a life?
I open my mouth and talk.
First of all, you talk to your brethren. Let's say if we're going from us, like, right here, right now. Yeah?
We're having a conversation now.
This is the cat.
I'll
say, I've got an account. I want you to put £50 in every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Do that. And then we're going to say, just for a basic start, this is just for us to see how much money we can accumulate.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go, let's say, 4 or 5 months. Oh, look, this is the account that we've all got. What do you want to do with it?
Mm.
Oh, do you see how much we made from that? So that was the first step. Mm-hmm. How about we put a little bit more in?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you can make part have of the joint accounts where no one can take the money out just in case people are like, oh, wait, because everyone, yeah, like,
you know,
like, everyone's
you have to sign. Everybody who's would have to sign
for the money to come out. Regardless, that's how it's going to happen. You know what I'm just saying?
So we tried this, you know. We tried to talk about a partner a few years ago, but people weren't in the best position to money wise. I remember.
You got
to
be in that
position. But people have to be in a different position of
so life. So the first one is cash flow.
Yeah.
Initially, yeah, you got to accumulate something. It could be something
with these man's currencies to be able to get ourselves off the ground, innit?
So we have to have a cash flow.
Yeah,
it's so it's like, how do you then build a cash flow? Well, each person has to.
We're starting from, because we're starting, like, let's say we're starting from absolutely nothing, scratch.
Yeah.
Even if you wanted to, every time I see you, you've got to put a quid into a jar, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? Every time I see you, everyone's got to put a pound into the jar.
It's got to start somewhere.
Do you know what I'm saying? Even if like, this is like baseline, basic. You don't got nothing. Nothing's happening for anyone. That's where we start.
Mm.
And we just watch the wealth accumulate bit by bit. It's just like, this is what we've done together in however long.
Cool.
Do you know? That's how it's got to be. And then we go, well, now that we've amassed this amount, we can look at either buying this. We can buy this. Is going to, like, say, we'll buy a bit of equipment that's going to help things in here better. We can do this that's going to help. So it's going to help all of us at the end of the day. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just like little basic stuff like that. And then when we get that kind of flow going, everyone knows that we can join together and do
something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Making sense. Mm. Okay, cool. So first things first is cash flow. Mm-hmm. Get cash flow so that you can then have something to give.
Then conversations. Have
something to give. Hmm. And conversations. And I think they're the same at the same time. Hmm. I think and conversations. Because if you're not having those conversations, when you have that cash flow, let's say you don't have cash flow. Well, if you're having a conversation but don't have cash flow, when you have cash flow, you'll then put it into the right places. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So no cash flow, but you've got the conversations. When you get cash flow, you're going to do the right things with the cash flow.
Yeah.
No conversations, but cash flow, you may not do that. Or you probably won't do that because there's no conversation to do it with.
Yeah.
So maybe it even starts with conversations, but then from there, the step after of having those conversations is then
quickly has to be quickly into cash flow because conversations just turn into stale conversations.
And people just don't do that. So then you have to have, which is why I say cash flow and conversations at the same time. Mm-hmm. Same time. And that's the first step. Get some conversations going, having cash flow, and then, all right, cool. Now what are we going to do? How can we go about doing this? And what can we, how can we go about protecting everybody? The community, and then how can the community then have access to it
in this country is properties, ownership of properties and having them outright.
But you might not have the funds for that. Just
I know you still have
to. So like you could even start smaller than that though.
Where are you gonna start?
Because there's even things you got stocks, shares, cryptocurrencies, ETFs, flipping bonds.
Then before we do all that, then it's teaching each other the jargon and the fiscal and financial worlds of different worlds like that.
100%.
Because I don't understand it to the level of how you understand it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can't just be assuming someone's going to want to be able to put their money into things that they don't understand.
Yeah. Which is then obviously conversations.
Yeah.
Cash flow.
Teaching.
Conversations. And then boom, coming together. We can then obviously do these things. Because like,
and that's what we said earlier. We talk to your fellow brethren, bruv. If you go across the road, knock onto that Matt's door, he might know crypto.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, my man over there might know NFTs.
Or somebody in the circle is gonna know somebody.
Mm.
Like it might be in your circle. Somebody in your circle might know somebody. Like I think it's like you're only seven people away from anybody, supposedly. So like, let's say like I want to get to Cristiano Ronaldo. Apparently, I'm only seven people away from that. So like you ask somebody, you know, they will know somebody. They know somebody's and you can think of that right now.
Hmm.
I think of your cousin.
Oh, who?
Jamal.
Lewis, yeah. Jamal Lewis, yeah.
I'm like, I just think of your cousin. I'm like, Jamal. Yeah, and then boom. Now he must know somebody who's either going to a manager or a football player.
Is he playing at Sao Paulo now?
Yeah, Sao Paulo.
Is that Memphis Depay's team?
I think
Memphis is at Sao Paulo. So there you go. It's very boom. It's done. See? It's finished.
If there's three or four.
So it's within seven people.
Let me check. If Memphis,
do you see my point though?
Bro, why like, my phone?
When I first said that analogy, I wasn't thinking, oh, like Cristiano Ronaldo, that's a guarantee one.
Right.
It was just that I was like, who's somebody who comes to mind who is absurd that isn't close to our circle like that?
Mm-hmm.
But when you really deep it,
oh, he plays for Corinthians.
They're not that far away from the circle.
He's playing for Corinthians, but yeah, it's close enough. I guess
on that team will know.
100%.
He used to play for Newcastle, but someone on that team will know.
Who's know somebody?
Someone at Manchester United.
Will know a manager or something.
Something.
Yeah. So you're talking maybe five or six people first.
within seven people. So it's like, we all have access to this stuff if you just ask the right questions and then have those conversations. And then if we also don't have the cash, that also backs up. Obviously, a lot of time people don't want to have those conversations. And also when people have got it, sometimes they're like, oh, freaking giving you a handout for, fuck off.
Mm. So, that's the main problem.
Yeah, that's
ain't no one want to help no one for free.
Yeah, it's like, what am I giving you a handout for?
And people just, that's the problem. That's why people stay down. People stay down. If you don't...
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to help people free, but there are groups of people, like you get investors that are literally just like, here you go, I've got loads of money. I don't know what to do with it. Here you go.
Yeah, but if we had that on a, if we had that on a more of a normal basis, yeah, the world would be so much... I've always thought, like, man like Elon... What's his name? Warren Buffett. Yeah. These men are the richest people in the world. Yeah, you're all worth 150 plus billion.
Yeah, yeah,
you can't spend 1 billion in your lifetime if you're living a genuine normal life. Yeah. If you're flying all over the world, you can't spend a billion. Mm. Yeah, you ain't spending that. Yeah, right. But you're worth 150. So you're telling me you couldn't sell off like 3 billions of your stocks of shares and send that to Congo and just sort out the mines over there for a little while?
But I don't want
to
do that. That's
interest. I know you're not doing that. But do you understand
how they have their billions if they do that?
That's where
they
my money.
Where their billions come from.
They would have their billions still though, because you would just make their infrastructure better and they would want to work more for you and they'll put in a man of graft. Bro,
that money's not circulating to them if they do that. That money then
regulations, there's loads of stuff that's going to come into their money that's incoming from that. That's why they're going to half.
I'm not talking about 150 billion. I'm talking about 40 billion.
Okay.
75
billion.
You don't need to spend 75 billion.
Okay, cool.
Do you see what I'm coming from?
I agree.
Okay,
I agree. Okay,
you're still getting bread, and man has got a better lifestyle.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's crazy. How you just dismissed that? I'm not talking about 150. I'm talking about 60. Who needs 60 billion?
But they're greedy.
I know that.
Yeah.
But that's the world that we're living in, isn't it? I'm trying to say people,
as well as they got the money, the energy of people suffering, they get something off that.
Yeah, bro. That's why I said it last week. People love the feeling of having kind of some superiority over somebody else.
That's it.
They love it. And they're getting the giggity giggity off that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's nasty work.
These are getting fed, you know what I'm saying?
It's nasty work, bro.
They're just getting fed. They're like, oh yeah, this feels good. Yeah. I'm not going to help anyone. Fuck that.
And it's just like all the shit that's going on in America with Trump and his taxes and da da da. Last week I said how they're going to struggle with Amazon, and if they take that away, and Apple, they take that away. A couple of days ago, Trump says all technology that comes out of China is exempt from my tariffs.
Because
he knows, bro.
Because he knows,
You can't do nothing, bro. At the end of the day, all of your Apple technology, majority of your Microsoft technology is made in China.
Yeah.
So what are we doing here, bro? Yeah. This has all just been nonsense for
a load of
it's all
trying to think. But China already, China's like, say swear. Like, we'll undercut everything.
Everything.
We'll make everything cheap. You lot can come over here and buy what you want. America would probably be like, fuck. You're not going to do that with people who produce your shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
It
doesn't make sense.
Stupid, bro.
Don't buy the hand that feeds you.
We live in a world where we don't create what we have. We don't actually own what we have.
Mm.
Other people make what we have and then we sell it to the other people. So then we're just a middleman, most people, at the end of the day. And the people that create everything, China. But not
when it comes to technology and stuff, they are way ahead of they are ahead.
And everyone else is just a middleman.
Yeah. Did you see what happened with TikTok when everyone then when they banned TikTok and everyone started going to the Chinese
Red
app.
Rouge and they started
Red Note. And then everyone started seeing the way Chinese people were living. Everyone was like, what the fuck is this? Their technology is way more advanced. They're living way better than
we've
us.
Known this,
hold on. We're meant to be one of the leading countries of the world.
Stop that. Don't ever
think
that.
That's what America was saying.
Don't ever think that. The American people was like, we're one of the leading powers of the world. Don't ever play yourself.
Don't ever play yourself like that, bro.
You ain't got trains that go through buildings.
It's mad.
My brethren that I work with, he loves talking about, have you seen this new Chinese innovation?
They built this
lift that can go up the side of a building that looks like it's detached from the building. I'm like, bro, some random shit. And it shows me,
they're on the next thing. Like the stuff that they're able to do is a mad thing. But over here in the UK, in America, people start clocking. They're like, raw, the homeless rate in China is like 98%. Something stupid like that. something ridiculous, a ridiculous number.
Homeless people?
Yeah. 98% of people have a home.
Oh, have a home. Yeah. Have you seen the homes?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? Have you seen the home?
It doesn't matter.
It does
if you have
matter.
A home.
It does matter.
If you have a
home,
it does
matter. A home, it's good.
Bro, yeah.
I feel like that.
I would rather have a home than be on the street.
Do you get it?
Let's say I'm not even assimilating into society. At least I still got a roof over my head.
Bro, it's barely.
I've got somewhere to eat.
I can still
barely. I've got somewhere to sleep.
Those things, those matchbox places that they got people backed on top of each other, stacked, and all their house is like a sitting room of their body in there like this at max, and there's a TV at the end of their toes. Bro, that's crazy.
That's better than the guy on the street.
You know, what's up next man, you're on the street with just bare other homeless people or people who are less fortunate, and they're coming and injecting you with shit. Random people in society don't even respect you. Come punching you up,
doing you dirty.
I'd be in my little matchbox with my little TV at the bottom.
Yeah, flicking through TV. Man's got TV. This is a privileged life. Man's got privilege. That's a privilege.
I don't want to be here, bro. Just take me. Take me. I'm going to the other side.
That person's a little bit more advantaged than the person who's on the street. They've got, if they want to go get themselves
a passport or something,
if they want to go get themselves a job, they can go do that because they've got a place of residency.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm
the homeless man on the street can't get no one's yard.
The reason why they're in that though is because of the living wage, isn't it?
I hear it.
Of China. It's so low, the man actually can't get anything better. Aspire to getting anything better.
It's difficult.
It's difficult.
It can be done, though.
The avenues of which
it
he's in
it can be done, though. But for those people on the homeless, they literally cannot. They literally cannot. They have no chance at all. With those people in there, you're talking about those specific Chinese people that are in those circumstances, yes, their chances are slim.
Very slim.
But at least they've got a chance. Those on the roads ain't got none. I'd much rather be that. And you're talking over in America, what's the homelessness rate?
Bro, San Francisco's a mess.
30 to 40, anywhere between 30 to 50%.
San Francisco, them men have got whole villages that are just homeless villages.
It's unfortunate, man.
It's disgusting. People. And you're meant to be one of the leading powers of the world. Kiss my black ass.
And then San Fran, the reason why I say San Fran, because that's where the most money is in America. Yeah. It's where Silicon Valley is. See? But yet you've got the most homeless
China's
people.
China's communist though, isn't it?
Yeah.
In that sense, yeah. Because obviously we're a capitalist society and capitalist.
Where we're going, and we'll finish on this part. We'll finish on this.
So very destroyed communists. Like they've made it so like, no, communism is so bad. So they can rule shit, nigga. It's only come from the top down, the capitalists on the top, like, yeah, fuck the capitalism, this, that, the other. And then the homelessness and the race and people are getting, it's peak, bro. Yep,
you're right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Compares, I'd rather be one of the less fortunate people in China. At least I got my little pod. I can rush up with my feet and watch my TV, man. As opposed to homeless people on here on the street. And even when, let's say, something goes wrong, you can't even make your way back, bruv. You ain't got a yard no more. Right. They don't respect you. It's long.
You're right. One thing before I'm just gets out of my head quickly, yeah. Mm. Why don't we have temporary homes like we had temporary huts like we had in school when we used to have lessons everywhere for all these people? One. I just always thought like that. There's plenty of land. You can have temporary homes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make bread out of it.
Very true.
It's a lucrative business.
Yeah.
I tried to make up a little formula and plan a few years ago to be able to make a foldable house and collapsible rooms and stuff like that, but I ain't got the time and thought process to go into it. However, that would sort your homeless problem in this country, really and truly, because we've got ample amount of space, even in cities and towns where you could put portable homes and stuff like that. But they probably find a way to feel like they're not going to make
Why make it poor? Why not just make it a freaking yard and let them live in it?
I understand that, but I'm talking about until you have the yard even built.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could be building infrastructures, but you've got portable yards here. You
okay, live calm, in that makes sense. I'm just until, a quick one, until just to further, keep going.
Yeah, right, we I'm have the issue. It, yeah, one. Society, before this other one comes in, out of my head, is half and half. Half communist, half democracy. Yeah. And I've always thought this of myself since I was a child, because people in this country and all countries that have democracy have too much say-so, and they have too much NIMBYism and too much, how would they say it? If what would happen to me if this person was doing better off?
Mm-hmm.
That's what democracy feels like breeds in people. Mm-hmm. It breeds, I want to look at my neighbor and he's better be doing exactly the same as me. Mm. And if he's doing better than me, I want to know why. And I want to go to the government. I want to understand why that person's doing better off than me. But when you're in a communist society, the government just says, you can't even say none of that, bro. Mm. If this, what he's getting, is he's getting, what you're getting is tough.
Mm.
Yeah. But, and then again, NIMBYism, not in my backyard, well, that's what that stands for, breeds from a democracy society when people get too much choice to say so of what happens around them. So therefore, HS2, the train line that was meant to go from the south to the north. These things don't get built because people have say so if they don't want these things going through in their parks, their back gardens. Communist society doesn't allow that. We're going to build this tough, move out from where you are. You know what I mean?
We're going to move you over to these kind of places.
I don't necessarily believe that's always the best thing because there's years ago in China, they wiped out a whole area of village just to flood a valley because they want to put a dam there. Kind of crazy.
Stuff like that.
I don't necessarily agree with that. That's where I would say the democracy side would come into it and say these people have a right to say that they want to stay where they are. So because that is completely out of alliance. It's out of pocket. When you need stuff like an like a train line, which will completely change the dynamic
of the UK,
you shouldn't be allowed to say, I'm not allowed this in my back garden because this is way bigger than you. Connects people from Newcastle that can come and work all the way down in London in a few hours.
Helps the economy in so many different ways.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Half and half is like the kind of threshold, I believe. And I've always thought this from when I was a child.
Yeah.
But you just picked up and I thought, I can just come in up. He's there.
See, I think those people need to see the bigger picture.
That's it.
I'm going to call this episode The Bigger Picture.
Why not?
Anything else on your man's mind for this week?
Nah, I'm easy, man. Easy. It was a good episode. I enjoyed what we had to speak about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Interesting. A bit of balance, bit of banter, bit of some serious talks, some interesting stuff that we spoke upon. Some different perspective for you people. Let us know what like your most interesting topic was for you lot. I mean, drop that in the comments. Let us know what you're saying. Like, comment, subscribe.
And I was transported here on a dolphin. That's how I got on here. I do not have the simian gene in me. I was not grafted. That is
so what it. Is the simian gene?
Simian gene is a monkey gene, pretty much a rhesus monkey gene. That's what it is.
Okay.
And certain people were grafted with it. So I'd say the Adamites were. So you have a European man and you have Adamites. They're two completely different people, but they don't know that, right? So the Adamites were grafted with that. They have more of a aggressive nature, no respect for things. That's even what they are.
Okay.
Then you have your normal European man. They've been around for millions of years. Adamites have only been around for 6,000 years.
Okay.
They have 6,000 years to control the earth. That ended in 2000. So now you're seeing things break down. That's why from 2000, things have slowly been breaking down bit by bit. If you want to know a little bit more,
that's 6,000 years. That's lining up with the books,
and that's the year.
The beast, but it lines up with how we're not going to do that.
If you want to know more, OSM Vision. OSM Vision.